John Castaldi here on the Heritage Trail, our one-of-a-kind walking tour that was established and presented to the community as a gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. Assembling and organizing significant historical sites, the Heritage Trail was created and placed in the Fort Wayne area where the stories actually took place. Featuring historical markers, it tells the story of our region of this country. Between those markers are many other sites, each with its own story. One section of the Heritage Trail is found in Headwaters Park. Because of the often soggy conditions, which discourage use as either residential or commercial property, the area of Headwaters Park became known as the Jail Flats. The first jail in Allen County was a two-story log structure that was enclosed by a board fence located on the southwest corner of the courthouse square in downtown Fort Wayne. One witty fellow noted that this jail was but an asylum for the felon, exhausted from hot pursuit until he availed himself for a little repose and then made sure his escape through a hole in the wall that was easily made by removing a log. When the jail burned down in 1849, a second jail was erected and briefly housed two notorious area horse thieves, Laertes Dean and George Pierce. But their compatriots promptly broke into the lockup and the two men escaped. In the following year, three more inmates fled by burrowing through the wall into an adjoining cistern and out. Eventually, after several prisoners escaped, it was determined that a better jail was needed. Annoyed at such episodes, Allen County built a new, more substantial jail in 1852 across Calhoun Street from the present confinement complex, giving the area around North Calhoun Street the name Jail Flats. When Benjamin Madden and George Kiefer confessed to the murder of John Dunbar in April of 1855, both were tried and sentenced to hang. They were brought before the jail, two ropes attached to crossbeams overhead, and both paid their debt to society with their lives. A larger jail was constructed in 1872. In the compound of this jail in 1883, the last public hanging of a condemned prisoner took place. Convicted of murdering his friend, Louis Laurent, Sam McDonald was hanged before a crowd of 250 curious observers. The present jail was built in 1981, and the new Allen County Criminal Justice Center, continuing the tradition of a county jail in Jail Flats, erected on the northwest corner of Superior and Clinton Streets, was dedicated in 2004. Well, that's our tour for this time, but the Heritage Trail is here for you to enjoy throughout the year. If you like the trail, you can support its future by supporting ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization and financial trustee for the trail. For more information, go online and log on at www.archfw.org. This is Tom Castaldi, and I hope you join me next time for these reminders of our origins, our challenges, and our promises that are ours to tour on the Heritage Trail.